and soon. With me from Tel Aviv is Yariv Oppenheimer. He's the Secretary General of Peace Now in Israel. Peace Now just organized a demonstration in Tel Aviv addressing the war in Gaza. And I wanted to ask you a little bit, Yariv, about the demonstration. What was your general message?
Our message in that demonstration was this is the time to stop, and it's about time that the Israeli government will make the brave decision to stop the military offensive on Hamas and find a way to get a political solution to this conflict, because we don't think that another day of fighting is helping any side to reach a better agreement than the agreement that we can reach now.
What kind of reactions are you receiving following the demonstration?
In Israel, there is a lot of people that think that it's justified to fight Hamas, and they didn't come to the demonstration. There are also people that think that it's justified to fight Hamas, but we need to do it in another way, and not to and fighting Hamas is not an open check to kill so many innocent civilians in Gaza Strip, and the feeling is very bad. That even if this is a just cause for a war, it's still not an excuse to kill so many innocent civilians. And we saw a lot of these people in that demonstration. And of course, there are people that think that all this military operation from day one is a mistake, and this is not the way to deal with Hamas and the enemies of Israel. We saw some of them as well in the demonstration. But I think that most of the people that are in the mainstream of the Israeli left, they are agreed that sometimes Israel has the need to use the IDF in order to protect itself, but it's a matter of proportion, it's a matter of what is the price not only in the Israeli soldiers killed, but also what's going on in the other side. And of course, the effect on Israel also among the international community.
So what you're saying, you know, there's an impression in the United States that there is total unanimity in Israel regarding the war. And if I understand you correctly, what you're saying is that while the vast overwhelming majority of Israelis support the military offensive, there's a lot of skepticism about the price of this operation, about the tactics, about the length, so on and so forth. Is that correct?
People feel happy that they see Hamas asking for ceasefire, because people see Hamas as an enemy that symbolizes the Islamic fundamentalist world that fight in Israel. But from day after day, when Israelis are also exposed to the hard pictures coming from Gaza and the hard things coming from all around the world in the international community against Israel, so I think that more and more doubts are coming up about why we need to use such a big force in order to get this result. And maybe for the short run, Hamas is down, but we are down as well, and the impact of this operation for the long run in the international community and the relationship between us and the Palestinian can be hurt. So it's people are a bit confused, and it's not easy, because this is a war against Hamas. This is the goal is Hamas, and Hamas are not Hamas are not partner for peace. At least this is what they are saying. But still, the pictures coming from Gaza and the pictures coming around the world make their own effect on the Israeli public.
So you mentioned you talked about partners for peace. And my understanding is that Peace Now in Israel, while addressing the issue of the war, is still very much focused on efforts for peace, particularly now that there is going to be a new administration here in the United States and soon a new government in Israel. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we think that this is the time to tell the Israeli public and to the decision makers that the war in Gaza have to be a start point for a peace, political peace process, a serious one, with the moderate Palestinians. If we really want to change the view of the Middle East and the reality here, we need not only to fight terror, but we need to give the moderate people some hope and to show them that Israel is ready to fight terror, but also ready to talk and to have real negotiation with moderate forces that want to sit and talk with Israel and negotiate it. And for that reason, we are planning that hopefully soon when the war will be over, this will be our message. In order to really to fight Hamas, you have to fight it in the political battlefield and to reach an agreement with the moderate Palestinians.
Thank you very much, Yariv.
Thank you.